Think so, and I should have thought about mules too, because we used to go to the mule days up in Bishop.
Is that one?
Beautiful animals, yes.
Yes.
Gotta go up there sometime.
I like those.
It's a lot of fun. It's like a fair, and they have all the mules. They're beautiful animals. They really, you know, you think about mules as not being beautiful, but they are.
I like them, and I like their kind of snowy faces, and then I think they have white rings around their eyes. And, anything like a horse, I think.
Well,
there's a term for the male and then the female that you may have learned
in school, but there actually is a
word. For horses? No, for mules.
For mules? No, I don't know.
Okay. Jack and Jimmy, does that ring a bell?
No.
Okay. All right. The plural of horse.
Horses?
Yeah.
Horse-eye. Yeah, horses.
Have you ever heard a special word for a group of extra horses that goes along on a cattle drive?
Well, yeah, those are called... Well, they aren't pack horses, are they? No.
I think they're more like spare.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called.
Okay. Bermuda?
No.
Have you heard that?
I've heard of Ramada, which Ramada is the Spanish word for lariat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then we obviously are not cow cocks. Okay. Let's see. What is the call, if you know it, that people use to call cows in for their
bossy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and how
bossy.
About chickens? What do people say?
Chick, chick, chick.
Okay. Yeah. And horses,
I don't know. I've never called a horse. I know how to say
in
whoa.
In Glendale and Burbank. You're a horsey.
You're a horsey, yeah.
Oh, how about, if people wanted to warn you to not step in something in a pasture, they'd say watch out for the...
Oh, for the, there's a word for it. It's done, but that's not it.
No,
it's called a pie.
Yeah,
you know,
cow pie,
yeah.
And for horses, was there...
I don't remember.
You ever heard of road apples?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But this isn't my general speech.
No.
My vocabulary, yeah.
Right. Okay, just some wild animals that are local to... the valley.
Coyotes, raccoons, possums, fox. We have a fox living in our park.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. I mean, the coyotes are quite tame, but, and so are the raccoons. They're noxious animals, I think. You know, because they're cute, but they're mean.
They can be mean.
But it's been about a month ago, I saw a fox across the street. And that fox lives in the area. And what's happened is over on Highway 14 up by Friendly Valley, they built homes over there. And a lot of the animals are coming over the hill.
They've been pushed.
Yeah.
You're part of its territory.
I know it.
Okay, you said coyotes.
Coyotes, possums.
How about big cats?
Supposedly there are big cats, and when I walk the dog after a rain or when it's been damp, I see probably 4 inches wide paws that look like, I think that there's mountain cats there. I have not seen one, but I know they're there, because there are people who live up close to the hill who've seen them.
Okay, and those would be
mountain cats.
Mountain lions,
I guess, or mountain cat, I don't know. They aren't wild cats. I think mountain lions.
Mountain lions.